we just call it turnip tops, that's all.
Okay.
Greens, turnip greens.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roasting, yes.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Runs along the ground?
I don't think we have one down here.
No, there'd be chipmunks, there would be,
yeah.
But we don't have them yet. Wouldn't that, aren't the chipmunks?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Skunk.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it just hops along the ground? And it, some live on land and some live in the water.
Minks, that mink?
Yeah, mink. Well, I'm thinking of a creature that's not, that doesn't have fur on it.
Oh.
This is something that lives in the water mostly, I think. You hear them at night. They go,
oh, alligators.
No. It's a little thing like this.
Oh.
They just hop.
Oh, frogs, yeah. Oh, sure. I beg your pardon. I've got, yeah. Excuse me.
Do you call them by different names according to whether they live in the water or whether they live on the land?
No, I wouldn't know that much about them, no. It seemed like some of them, well, they have the toad frog, so a common toad frog, and then they have the bullfrog, that's more a water frog, and then you have the spring frog, that's, you know, that's more, he's a water frog, mostly.
Okay. What do you call worms that are used for bait?
They call them fishing worms. I didn't know I'm getting all this questionnaire. It's all right, though. Go ahead. Listen.
What do you call large worms that are used for bait?
Earthworms.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bugs.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over water? It's all long, usually.
It has wings and flies around. Well, mosquito hawks.
What do people call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and some people say it doesn't sting?
Dirt dogs. You have to fight them here around this mud.
Oh, you got some up there?
Oh, there you have to fight them here. They're difficult, yeah, so.
Do they look different from wasps?
They're very similar to a wasp.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. And a wasp is generally striped and all. A dirt dog, but he just doesn't look as vicious as a wasp.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Anytime I see anything,
it
looks anything.
Then the size and all, they're very similar. This is just a small one. You see my boy up there in the corner, he's just started,
yeah.
And I just bring them all. See there where he started over there, and I'll do that around. They get a good many of them. They don't stink. They're very similar, but a wasp is generally striped and has more pronounced, apparently stinging features. And I think the wasp has a sharper tail too, with the sting. You know,
mm-hmm.
You can tell the difference by looking at them.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Well, we have peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Resembles.
And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father, you'd say the boy, what, his father?
Well, I guess, of course, a lot of people would say chip off the old block, but that wouldn't be it. His behavior, well, I imagine his general behavior, that would...